Yes, please do.
All right, I think everybody can probably hear me all right. We are trying a new recording system today for these meetings, so it's hopefully it'll be a little easier and be a good move for future meetings, make it a little less complicated. But I'd like to bring this meeting of the Nebraska Commission for the Blind and Visually Impaired Board together, or called into session. In just a minute, I will ask Robert Newman to read through the agenda, and we will go around the room and take attendance and see who's here. But before I do that, I would like to start with just a couple opening things. First off, I'd like to welcome everybody for coming today. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. We try to move the meetings around to place so that they're not always in Lincoln or in Omaha. We try to make sure that we move them around the state so that they're accessible to anyone who'd like to attend. If there's some people you know that would appreciate us being closer to their vicinity, please let us know. We'd be happy to work that into the rotation and make it out to wherever people are asking for us to be. During the day-to-day while we're here, if anyone needs to find the facilities, they are out the door that you came in and to your left, and they will be on your left just before you hit the tile, just before you leave the carpet. During the meeting today, there'll be a couple times for public comment. During those times, we will ask for, if there is anybody who would like to seek the floor, we will write those names down and then give each individual an opportunity to speak. Once we have gone through the list of names, we will ask again if there's anyone who would like an opportunity to speak, and we'll continue that for either until we've reached the end of the comment period or everyone has had their opportunity. So it'll be to try to keep order and hear everybody's points of view. We will cycle through it in an orderly manner that way. Like I said, we'll get to the meeting agenda here in just a minute. There are copies of the Open Meeting Act located on the table directly in front of me, as along with copies of the agenda. I think we passed the agenda out to everybody. But there are extra copies up front here. The Open Meeting Act, of course, is the Nebraska laws that govern how we're supposed to conduct a meeting, a public meeting. The session is being recorded, kind of alluded to that already. Lunch arrangements are, we are going to adjourn. We are not going to adjourn the meeting, but we are going to finish the bulk of the content of the meeting prior to lunchtime. We will, before lunch, go into an executive session to do Dr. Van Zandt's annual evaluation, at which time everybody will be asked to leave the room. And effectively, the content of the meeting will be done. When we finish the executive session for Dr. Van Zandt's annual evaluation, we will come back. We will vote to come out of executive session. We will take a vote to retain the employment of Dr. Van Zandt as the executive director. And then we will officially adjourn the meeting at that point. So if you have other places to be, if you leave before the executive session, there will not be any, you will not be missing a whole lot afterwards. And that was the intent. We were trying to get everything else done so you didn't have to sit around and wait for us while we did that. let's see here, I think I covered everything else. So, there is coffee in the back of the room and water. Just to your right, if you came in the door, there's a table back there with those items. The decaf coffee, I think, is on the left, and the leaded is on the right.
Other way.
Okay. Decaf on the right, leaded on the left. I am told we are being charged for the beverages back there today, so we are taking up a small collection if anybody would like to contribute. To the coffee in the back of the room, that would be appreciated. You can find me during a break or something like that, and I'll be happy to take a couple bucks from anyone who would like to contribute. With that, I will pass the microphone over to Robert to read the agenda, and then we'll move on with attendance.
I just got to take a deep breath here. All right, I think I say that every time. All right, so, gotta keep a finger on the button to advance here. All right, so 9 o'clock, call to order, welcome, and introductions. Announcement concerning public comment periods, meeting agenda, open meeting act, proof of open meeting, open meeting act proof. All right, of publication, recordings, lunch arrangements, and other logistics. 9:10, approval of the February 4th public meeting minutes. 9:15, commissioner's report. 9:20, report from the executive director. All right, so here is unfinished business. 9:50, budget and biennium update. 10:10. No, let's see, 10:10. Oh yeah, news line. Update 10:15. Client assistance program CAP complaints or issues 10:20. Anonymous staff suggestion box comments. All right, so 10:25, Nebraska Business Enterprise, that's NBE update. 10:35, public comment. 10:50, break. All right, next, new business. 11:05, discuss and act on the approval of the executive director's time certification. 11:10, discuss and act on the approval of the employee's in-state and out-state travel. 11:15, discuss and act on the approval of the executive director's participation on the National Blindness Professional Certification Board. That's NBPCB. All right, 11:20, public comment. 11:35, typical final announcements. 11:40, executive session four executive directors evaluation. 12:40. What is? Oh yeah, act on the recommendation of the retention of the executive director and her salary. 12:50. What is this? Oh, adjournment. Last time. All right, there I go.
All right. Thank you very much, Mr. Newman. After you read through that, I realized that I skipped over something. Kathy, part of our normal opening announcements and things that we cover are is the proof of publication for this meeting. Can you tell us where the notice of the meeting was publicized?
A copy of the the notice of the meeting was published in the Lincoln Journal Star, the Kearney Hub, the State of Nebraska Government Calendar, the NCBBI website, NFB Newsline, and Radio Talking Book. The notice was also sent to ACBN, NFBN, and the NCBBI listserv. I also did post the notice of the meeting to Facebook. I just did a test on that, and so last night I put on Facebook my status was that I was in Kearney at here, and then it came up that I was at the NCBI Commission Board meeting, and it came, the public notice of the meeting came up, and a whole bunch of pictures of things that are pictures from the commission. So I thought that was kind of interesting.
Well, thank you for helping spread the word of our meeting. All right. So we'll continue on with attendance. So my name is Mike Hansen. I'm the chairman of the board, and I am from Lincoln, Nebraska, and I also represent the interests of the National Federation of the Blind in Nebraska.
So my name is Robert Leslie Newman, and I am from Omaha, Nebraska.
I'm Chad Bell from Alliance, Nebraska.
Becky Regan from Dakota City, Nebraska.
I'm Pearl Van Zandt, Executive Director, NCBBI. I live in Lincoln. I will walk the microphone around.
I'm Kathy Stevens, Lincoln office.
Adrian Moody, Kearney office.
Bob Deaton, NCBBI, Lincoln office.
Kim Sherbarth, Kearney. Jerry Whitlow, Kearney.
Aaron Brandeberry, North Platte office.
Carlos Revan, Lincoln office.
Answer, that is it.
Okay.
May I keep the microphone for a session?
You certainly can.
Okay, thank you.
Oh, I will.
Each year, usually at our statewide staff meeting in the spring, the agency, provide a gift to each member of the staff, which is a staff appreciation gift. As a state agency, there's not a lot that we can do to recognize the valued contributions. So this is our humble gift to the employees. And since the board members also contribute a huge amount of their time, their effort, their thinking to making us a great agency, we also provide the gift to them. So Robert was at the statewide staff meeting, and he already has his. It's a thermos bottle with our beautiful new logo, NCBBI, on it. And I have one for Mike and Chad.
Thank you very
and
much.
Becky. Thank you for everything you do for the agency.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Very appreciated. Thank you. I'd like to also mention that we are one short in our numbers today. Mark Bulger, the representative from the American Council of the Blind was not able to join us today, and for personal reasons, and he will be. It was completely understandable, so we hope everything is well with him and his family, and I know he'll be back in our ranks when we meet again in July. So, all right, with that, moving on to the approval of the February 4th minutes from our commission board meeting, those have all been distributed to the members of the board already to review and to comment on. I believe a draft is already available on our on the website. So with that, I would entertain a motion for the approval of the minutes.
I so move that we approve the minutes from that February meeting.
Second.
All right, it's been moved and seconded that we approve the minutes from the February 4th commission board meeting. I'll do a roll call vote. Robert?
Yes.
Chad?
Yes.
Becky?
Yes.
And I would say yes as well. So moving on, commissioner's report. I almost want to take this out of the agenda because I don't think that the things that we do are of much interest. We spend a lot of time reading reports that Dr. Van Zandt forwards on to us, letters that she's written to different parts of the government. I remember reading a letter a couple nights ago that she wrote to Governor Ricketts asking if we could accept a donation from somebody in Omaha. It's a lot of just updates and memos and that we're staying on top of. Of course, there we do have some privileges. I know Robert was able to exercise one of those, and that's attend our state staff meeting. He might have a few words about that, generally, a lot of what we do is pretty boring. So I will, if anybody has something that they would like to
I do.
Say, I'll go the pass on.
Michael, our staff, they have to do a lot of reading of email.
I know they do.
And I'm sure they don't find it to be boring. Anyway, I appreciate Michael's expressing his feelings, but I guess mine are just the opposite. You know, I think you all need to know, the people that aren't here need to know, you know, that we, the board, not just this one, but other boards down the road, you know, members have had the opportunity to give more of themselves in a very direct ways, you know, to the commission and to the blend of this fine state of ours by attending, because, you know, Chad's done it, and Becky's done it, and I've done it, participating in some of the training programs, being one of the instructors, you know, the models. You know, that's really fun, and I think that's really important. I think people need to know that the board does pitch in and do that kind of stuff. Michael, you do all kinds of technical stuff, you know, advice and word stuff. Anyway, so you've done some things, too, to contribute to what the commission does. And so, yeah, I did get to attend the recent board meeting, and I think people really appreciated that.
State staff,
thank you very much. Yeah, so I think I can, but I always like doing that, I think I contribute some when I'm there, so that is a good thing. So it always makes me feel better about life and just why I'm a commissioner. So anyway, so that was the big thing I've done over the last period. So attend that state staff meeting. All right, but otherwise, I've read all those emails.
Chad or Becky, do you have anything that you guys would like to add?
No.
Okay. All right. With that, I'll pass the microphone over to Dr. Van Zandt, and she will give us a rundown of her executive report, her director's report, which will talk a lot about the things that we got to read about. So.